Good morning, my little lovers. Today is Monday, February 26th, and these are the astrological aspects for the first half of the week ahead. Well, guys, we have a pretty exciting and powerful week ahead with massive, powerful aspects hitting that will be ushering things, situations, and relationships forward in a big way. But there's always a but. Watch out, because while all that is going on, Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, will be raising hell and knocking shit over as he's on a rampage to set the story straight and tip the scales one way or the other. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the first half of the week has in store for us, shall we? We shall. All right, guys, Monday the 26th, we're starting the week off in a good way with the sun coming to form a minor positive aspect with Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. So that should see a fundamental situation, relationship, or something within our lives shifting, changing, or perhaps even exploding into a new direction, or perhaps even into a new sort of, you know, realm, I think, or level. For most of us out there, this should be a pretty positive thing, but but's going to be the theme of the week. But some of us will see a situation exploding in a way that pushes us towards something else. However this hits for you guys, easy breezy or a bit more difficult, it will be pushing us in the direction we need to go. Also on Monday, the moon, which controls our emotions, will move into Libra, helping us to balance our emotions as well as focus on the things and situations that are important to us. Also on Monday, the moon will trine Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, and that should see some very interesting emotional reveals coming to the surface for us to see and understand, perhaps in a new way. This information could shift our emotional perspectives in a mostly good way. All right, kiddos, let's move on to Tuesday, the 27th. We start the day off with Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, coming to square off with Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. So, for some of us, this could see our luck souring. Others could see the tables are turning as actions are taken that could drive a situation south or into unknown territory. There's also a chance that some of you could see actions being taken towards you that could very well be a declaration of war. This is stressed energy, guys, that could see a climax being reached and things getting pretty hot pretty fast. Overall, this will have a lot of tense energy in the field on Tuesday that could very well be spilling over into Monday and Wednesday. People are going to be on edge, yelling, stressed, honking horns in traffic, and being a bit reckless. Mars squaring any planet is a war aspect, so that energy is in play. On the world stage, I would assume we will see some pretty explosive headlines taking place on or around Tuesday. So, practical use on this. This is Mars blowing something up, period. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be devastating. Sometimes a situation has to blow up so that we can see it more appropriately, you know, more realistically. And then once we see it more realistically, we take actions to either drive it in a more realistic direction or drive it into the ground. But yes, Mars square any planet, as I said, is a war aspect. So some of you could just see war, right? In some situation, some form, some sort of action taken, or it could even be that an action that's already been taken becomes apparent or revealed or exposed. It's not a cute one, guys, and it's first thing in the morning. In fact, on the West Coast, it's in the wee hours of the morning. On the East Coast, it's sort of, you know, as the morning's getting started. But the energy's in play all day. That's just the precise moment when it begins to perfect. So, you know, it's not cute. It's not energy you want to cuddle with, but it always has a purpose and a point. So keep that in mind if shit goes south on Tuesday. Good news is the energy will attempt to counter itself on Tuesday when Mercury, the ruler of communication, will come to form a minor positive aspect with Uranus. So For some of you, this can see a conversation taking place centered around the crap that Mars just brought up or blew up that could very well help to settle the issue and push it in a good direction. Others of you will see conversations, communications, information, or news rolling in that a situation unrelated to the Mars crap is changing and going in a better direction. An agreement could also be found under the influence of this energy. Also on Tuesday the 27th, the moon will trine Venus and then move to trine Mars a few hours later, which are positive emotional aspects. This should see the energy shifting and positive steps being taken around probably a love or money matter. All right, kids, let's keep going to the 28th, Wednesday, and we start the day off with some amazing and powerful energy as the sun will come to conjunct Mercury. So remember, guys, conjunctions are when two bodies are at the same degree in the same sign. So in this particular case, Mercury is meeting the sun at the 9th degree in Aquarius. So that should be some amazing, fundamental, and most likely exciting news, conversations, communications, rolling in. It can also be a run-in with somebody, right? And as a result of that run-in, something kind of exciting is either revealed or is said or sparked. This feels like a spark for some of you. Huh, I just got that. All right. Now, remember, I strongly believe that conjunctions are wild card aspects. That said, I do mostly feel that this should be really good for a lot of you. But some of you will see super exciting things happening, and others of you will be happy about the thing that's rolling in, but it could complicate things, or you might feel nervous about what's next or what this means. This feels like you're getting something you want for sure, but now that that door is opening to this thing that you want or this new path, you could feel a bit scared, overwhelmed, or even intimidated. But hang on, because Mars is not done knocking shit over just yet, as he will come to semi-square Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. So we might not be seeing things so clearly, okay? Or we might be up against some people who aren't seeing things so clearly. So, not a full declaration of war, but certainly not a simple vibe. This can see a dream or a situation challenged or exposed as something other than we thought it was. This can also be a situation getting very complicated. I also feel like this will play out for some of you as getting one thing that you wanted and not getting something else that you wanted as well. So it's, you know, conflicting energy, guys. Others of you will see a situation is stalled out or a door is potentially closing. Swift, sharp, and potentially harsh actions could be taken under the influence of this energy, which would then require you to respond or take actions yourself. If someone is pulling you into the mud, this could be the moment you have to decide if you're going to fight fire with fire. When they go low, should we go low and meet them at their level? Question mark? Could very well be the question you are faced with at this time. And finally, kids, some of you will see this energy bringing back the past. I don't know what that's about, but I feel it is going to involve some past element for some of you out there. All right, loves, moving on. And also on the 28th, Mercury will conjunct Saturn, the ruler of structure and karma. So I love this one. Some of you are getting a big old yes, and you are building in a big way. This should be a destined and exciting thing moving forward, big and fast. Others of you could be coming to an agreement that could either set something into motion to begin, or it could finally be coming, you could be coming to an agreement that allows a situation to end. Finally, that's actually good news, guys, because there's a lot of push and pull energy out there. And I know a lot of you guys are dealing with stressful situations, right? Be it job hunting, divorces, agreements, you know, with disputing parties, whatever. This aspect, Mercury to Saturn, can help build an agreement that satisfies, for the most part, both parties and allows the situation to dissolve. Others of you will see a positive karmic payback coming your way. And my loves, to put the icing on the cake, a few hours later, the sun will come to conjunct Saturn as well. And we are cementing something in a big way. Mercury brought in the news of the thing that is moving forward or agreed upon, and the sun follows suit to seal the fucking deal. So that is destiny. That is power. That is, like I said, this is like a destined beginning for you. And it can be a beginning, a destined beginning that is brought to you by a destined ending. And I really do feel like it's going to hit for a lot of you that way. Not all of you, maybe 50-50, right? I think a lot of you are going to see a situation ending, which then destined brings in this destined situation to begin. Others of you could, you know, dyslexic that, right? And see it in reverse, where you get this destined beginning, right? This green light, sure, yes, let's do this. And that allows you to usher forward an ending that you really want, right? So it could go either way like that. But also some of you will not see an ending taking place in order for this beginning to take place. You'll just be getting this amazing beginning. But like I said, this feels like a freedom aspect from something, regardless if it's an ending, then a beginning, or a beginning, then an ending, or not an ending at all, and just a beginning. This feels like it's offering you freedom. Freedom from something, freedom from worry, freedom from a person, freedom from a situation, freedom from something that has just been holding you back. It's a good, it's beautiful, and it's moving us forward. So, my loves, that is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the first half of the week ahead. And boy, oh boy, are we going to have a busy few days. With Mars declaring war and Mercury and the Sun moving to bring destined events forward, it seems we are slamming some doors and prying others open. As one situation implodes, others will be opening up, giving us a much-needed light at the end of the tunnel to follow. A massive crossroads will be reached at this time that will be offering some long-sought-after questions to fundamental matters within our lives. Where are we going? And whom are we going there with? This week, my loves, many of you will see situations radically shifting and changing as Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, takes aim to set shit on fire that needs to be burnt down to the ground, clearing the way for Saturn to build, and build some more. We may not love in the moment what we are asked to release to the universe, and we may even have to take some losses we didn't expect. But if you hang on just a day or so more, what you will be given will more than make up for what you may have lost. With Mercury and the Sun both conjuncting, and then both also moving to conjunct Saturn, a new bridge is being built from the building blocks of destiny. Something big is happening this week, guys, that will be ushering in a moment of extreme clarity as the path suddenly appears in front of us, the one we needed more than ever. But with this intense energy that is in play, I want to give you guys all an energetic heads up that it could feel like you're getting punched in the stomach at the same time you're getting a great big old hug. Mars doesn't do anything small, and a square to Jupiter will not be cute. But if you do see that a situation you're involved in is taking a sharp nosedive to the ground, take a step back and try to see the bigger picture. Could this be coming to an end to create the space for something new to begin? Many people right now feel as if they need to grasp a hold of anything they can, given the chaotic nature of the energy in play. But grasping at straws will not give you the wings you need to fly. In fact, it will only make you more susceptible to starting on fire should an unexpected spark happen. So, this week, my loves, what's leaving, let it leave. And as it heads to the door, wish it well, and understand that anything that is leaving at this time didn't belong to you in the first place. Space is being made for the amazingness that is beginning or about to begin at the same time. And yes, guys, some of you will have to meet in the middle, making sacrifices so that a situation can end and end once and for all. As those doors close, you free your hands to reach for the next door that is now ready to open. That's it for the first half of the week, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great first half of your week, guys. Talk to you on Thursday. You got this. I believe in you. You're worth it. You're valuable. You're amazing. And get out there and project that truth to the world. Bye.